So if you hear a little construction going on out the house, that's all right. It's supposed to happen. Too Young to Go Steady, written by one of my favorite jazz artists and blown on the saxophone by the same. Enjoy, John Coltrane. An album called Coltrane for Lovers. Too young to go steady. John Coltrane. You're listening to PJ, Pastor John, your internet pastor, playing you a little weekend music as his heart is enlivened with joy. You know, when your heart can be joyful about things that you see being created right in front of you, it has something to do with the sensitivity of life. Life allows you to see that. Now, those of you that are along with me, senior citizens up in age, I'm just trying to encourage you. John Coltrane played with a lot of people, and he played with Thelonious Monk. And I'm going to play a number now called Nutty. I think you'll find this interesting. John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, as you listen to music with PJ. Thinking about for those of you that don't care for jazz, and so I wanted to, you know, bounce in right now. When you hear John Coltrane play that saxophone the way he's playing it, and you hear the consistency of the basses in complete solid rhythm with him, and John Coltrane, since he's playing with Thelonious Monk, I know that John is going to put forth the effort to try to get you to zero in to what they're all trying to say together. Now let's go back. Try to syncopate it in your mind and listen at the same time. Thank you.
Now listen to the monk.
When Thelonious comes on this piano, come on, just listen to Thelonious. Enjoy him. Gone but never forgotten. John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, with the number called Nutty 6-35, because he did a lot of takes. Now, I'm going to play one more song for you. I don't think I need to do more than 30 minutes today. I'm going to go way back to before I married Lucy. And why did I marry Lucy? And was my mother still speaking to me? Since she had died when I was 12 years old, she did teach me some very crucial lessons, I recall, while growing up. My mother, for one, taught me how to iron a shirt completely, put some starch on it, and make everything work. My mother also taught me how to cook a quick meal. You see, she knew that she was going to leave this planet before I left it, but she equipped me. She prepared me. My dad, on the other hand, taught me how to match clothes together, wear the right color socks with the right tie. The socks should match the tie. Men should look out for those things, have their hair cut, but now with the natural. You should see my hair. I'm just letting it grow out. And wait a minute, I got a little bit of bragging on me because I think I look real good with this white hair. I have never dyed my hair. I will never dye my hair. I will always be true to myself. And this is what I want you to be, true to yourself in every step of the way, because if you're not true to you, other people will see right through you and see the fake in you and try to take you out. Now, okay, The Miracles now with Smokey Robinson way back in the day. This is why I never, and I mean never, married the wrong woman. Smokey Robinson and The Miracle.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things
Does that make sense to you? It makes a heck of a lot of sense to me. Before you commit to anybody, you better make sure that that person loves you, cherishes you, cares for you above all others. I tell guys that now because you have to be very skeptical about women these days. Women are desperate. Women are desperate. And if you have money, that money will slip right through your fingers because remember now, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If I had remained a bachelor and worked in the jobs that I wanted to work in, I would probably be rich. But since I did not have that kind of spiritual discipline, I probably, and I'm not speaking negativity, I just know me, I probably would have been dead. Yes, I must say that. But let's talk about the things that keep us alive. Listen, I had the thoughts, because I said a 30-minute webcast, so I got a few more minutes. I had the thoughts of doing something, because I found an old notebook manuscript of my work, and I was reading over a lesson of that work, and quite a few things in my life and in my mind has changed since I typed what I wrote. I'm going to be sharing some of those outlines from time to time, and I will tell you why I changed. Thank you for coming to the website today, and I hope that the music cheers you up along the way. I'm going to fade out and watch my wonderful workers work, and I'm telling you, you contact me if you want the Metoyas to come by and fix your property up and do some landscaping. Because they are doing a fantastic job on my front and back lawns. And when I get finished, I'm going to have a garden area where I can plant all of these seeds that I purchased about a year and a half ago and watch good fruit and vegetables grow up in my backyard right in front of me. As I continue to minister to you over this internet and share some joy of my life with you. And look, truly, I truly hope that my taking this time speaking with you, elaborating on a few things, on my being black, on my being an American, on my having my own mind, because I don't want to offend any of you, because some people get offended by how outwardly and freely I just express myself. Without any restraint. I love the fact that God left my brain intact. I'll tell you how intact it was. I gave a young man some advice. He teed me off a couple of days ago, and so I told him in anger. I said, "You know what? Forget you. I'm not gonna help you, tell you anything. Blah 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 blah." I was just finished with him because I said, "You keep talking back, you won't listen. I have nothing but your best in my heart, the best for you." And he keeps kicking his heels up. And I gave him some advice. I gave him some advice in the neutral zone. And what I mean by that, I did not tell him my strong, strong Christian views against what he was communicating to me, because people accuse me of trying to shove my religion down their throat. And so now when they talk about the dilemmas and everything that they have, I said, "Well, do you want to hear my..." "No, I don't want to hear what you do because you're old-fashioned." And so I don't tell them. I don't tell them anything. You know, I couldn't get to sleep last night until about 2:30 because, you know, after I got through finished speaking with him, I watched a movie on TV, an old movie, and I tried to relax, and I couldn't relax. And this morning, I called him, and I said, "Look, I told you I usually am not going to tell you anything, but I said, you know what? You can hate me if you want to." And then I gave specific directions for him to do something if he wanted his life to go forward. And I committed myself to him again. I said, "I will spend extra time with you to indulge in your life and to put in your mind those things that will make you positive." But I suggested that he did something that could cost him an awful lot of money, because the principle is far above the money. I like what I heard one young man tell me not too long ago. He said, "That's right, old man. You should never do anything unless you think completely about it and know what the outcome of that thing will be. Because if you don't, it'll keep you up in the middle of the night. Mama told me you better shop around." Okay, 32 minutes and 20 seconds. Thank you for coming to my site today.